letters of the Rebbe in volume 5. This is letter 1251. It is dated the 23rd day of Marcheshvan, Chavgim Marcheshvan, Baruch Hashem, and Tovshin Yud Beis in Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it to Moreinu Michoel with great titles over here. But Michoel, this is Michoel Lipsker, who was also a Shliach of the Rebbe in Morocco. And we mentioned him also in the early letter, in the letter to Rabbi Matasov. So the Rebbe starts Shalom Uvrocha, and the Rebbe says, I received your letter timely, and for sure during this time you already received all those booklets and the letters that were added to them. And as far as the holiday of Kislev, it's fitting to make the necessary preparations to utilize the days of the holidays and the Fabrengens of Yitzhak Kislev. The Rebbe is telling him that take advantage of these special days that are coming up, Yutes Kislev, Yud Kislev, and Chanukah, in a fitting and in a public and publicizing it fittingly. In Dalet, the point number four here, I guess some of the letter they don't quote here. The Rebbe says it's possible that these days we're going to finish here the booklet for Yutes Kislev, to interpret it to into Lashon Kodesh, and then you will get a copy so that you should print it over there and to send it to forward it to the necessary places. But that is not sufficient, because there also needs to be a preparation also in places that are distant by finding fitting people to expound about the story of the holiday. And you should organize this together with it, with Shlomo Matasov, that each one should let his acquaintances and those who are influenced by him know about this these I guess the Fabrengens and the general instructions about what to speak about. And the main thing is bring it down into actual practical actions. Rebbe was always emphasized, don't, shouldn't just be speech, just don't talk about it, but make sure that to do something, anything that you can actually, those things that one can expect from others to help them improve their level of I guess observance, Yiddishkeit, and involvement, whether it is acquiring more students for all the Yeshivas Chitzchok, or to giving them strength. Point number five here, hey, to Rav Talidano, there was sent a set of Zdei Chemes as a gift because of his participation in our institutions, and when he receives it, and so certainly you will find out about it, and it's my hope that this will further bring a support with more energy from his side in our service, you know, once he receives the gift. Vav number six, when you write about printing in your newspapers over there, that we should find here somebody that can translate it into French. That's very difficult over here, very difficult. And it's befitting that you should find somebody who's an expert on it over there where you are, even if it's necessary to expend some money. The usual way, it's right thing to do, to keep it locally. And you can send over here a copy before it's printed, so we can sort of inspect and make sure that the translation is from here. They were able to look it over. It's self understood that if you're going to find somebody who can from the paper itself, who can belongs to the newspaper, so he may want to be interested in translating it himself, basically, because for the publication. I'm specifically saying to you about this now because there should be at least one article in the papers about Yudas Kislev, the day of the freedom of the Alter Rebbe, which is coming upon us. Number seven, Zion. Certainly you remember about the Sforim, especially those of the group called Dovivei Sifsei Yishenim. That was a group, and also many books that were printed in the city of Djerba, in the Kabbalah, and also in other areas of Torah. And the Rebbe had asked him to send the books there and to bring it to the library to the Rebbe's attention. And the Rebbe says, "Emizarzim mizurozim." You know, you encourage those who are already encouraged. Certainly, you also organized the order for Shabbos Mevorchim of the Chodesh. The order is yet to slowly to publicize this order in those places that you have an influence. Understood by mentioning, self-understood, the name of the author of this takana that's saying the Tehillim, basically, the Rebbe is talking about before the davening, which is my father-in-law, the Rebbe. And the Shabbos Mevorchim of the Chodesh Tevis is a fitting day for this, because it's in between Yutus Kislev and Hanukkah. Yutus Kislev is the Rosh Hashanah for the luminary of Chassidus, which is Pnimius HaTorah, which is the inner part of Torah. And the miracle of Hanukkah was with oil. Oil is considered the secret, Rosen de Rosen of the Torah. And it was found in a jug that was sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol, the one who is the most sanctified amongst Israel, which is the Rebbe from the generation. So therefore, that's the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, it's specifically connected with the previous Rebbe's institution to say the Tehillim before the davening, with blessings for success in your holy work and blessing and success in your individual matters. And the Rebbe is adding also the booklet for Chof Cheshvan that has just been printed.